10 years ago, we adopted the Yoga Framework for Action. It was really, let's say, a summary of priorities for practical building of institutions and capability of countries and organizations to reduce disaster risk. It also made a very strong effort to move people's understanding of risk, not only the disaster. So what we have adopted this evening here in Sendai, Japan, is the accumulation of all the learning and hard experiences of the past decade, which takes a very important step into the future of managing risks for resilience and sustainable development. And I think that's the critical step we have taken.
How has the new outcome document improved on the Hyogo framework?
Several ways. One very important, it gives a very, very important focus on the local communities, local government. That's where the practical action has to be really well founded and capacity needs to exist. Secondly, it is very strong on that the approach to disaster risk reduction must be inclusive and participatory. And inclusive meaning having a very broad base of stakeholders always involved, from design, planning, identification, and of course to implementation. And many of them have been here in this conference. Third thing I'd like to highlight is health was in practice absent in the previous framework, but now there is a very strong representation of emergency health, community health, health systems, and pandemic epidemics. Very important.
This is the first new global framework in 2015. Later this year, countries will need to reach more global agreements on finance for development, on sustainable development goals, and climate change. How would the new post-2015 framework on DRR serve as a launching pad for the rest of the year?
I do hope that it serves as a very important positive signal. You can almost say that DRR is the bridge between climate change and sustainable development, because it provides practical action orientation. It's key for a lot of the adaptation action. And without disaster risk reduction, the sustainability of development is not really feasible, because you're not protected against the extreme shocks that undermine poor people's livelihood, but also rich countries' ability to keep the pace of their economic growth. So, as you know, the negotiations have been quite hard. So I would say that the second signal is that at the end the negotiations came together and we have a very strong sense of common achievement, and that it's very important for the countries that have been here.
Now, after the adoption of the framework, what's the next step?
Well, the next step is that we all go home and we start working really hard on, if we have, adjusting our plans, upscaling our plans, build many new partnerships, nurture the old ones, and continue to reach out and advocate and bring many more people into this work. It requires a lot of actors.